Yes, it's Talking Travel Time, and I'm joined by Melissa Mayers. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And I'm even more wonderful because today you're going to talk about Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. So when Australians start planning their trip to the USA, we tend to think of the places like New York, Los Angeles, Vegas, Hawaii. But today I want to talk about a city that really deserves a visit on American itineraries.
So Chicago, is that classed as the Windy City?
It is. The Windy City is definitely its nickname.
And it's mighty purdy, as Calamity Jane says. So yeah, okay, well, we'll talk about that shortly on 2NURFM. We're talking travel. I've got Melissa Mayers with me, and we're talking Chicago.
We are. So as I sort of touched on earlier, a lot of people, when they start thinking about that big USA trip, think about the coastlines, the east, the west, Hawaii, but Chicago is somewhere that people do not put onto that list. Chicago is definitely right on the shores of Lake Michigan, a beautiful lake. It's definitely one of the first things that surprises people is how big Lake Michigan is. You can't actually see the opposite side of the lake. It's definitely absolutely amazing. And in the summer months, it's a hive of activity, volleyball on the beach, city cycle paths, you can go to the waterfront, beautiful sand that you can lay on. There's a whole atmosphere of the city down there on a summer's day. It's absolutely amazing. First-time visitors to Chicago, so much to see and do. Mm. First place I would recommend you hit up is Millennium Park.
And that's got the little jelly bean, the big jelly bean in it.
The big jelly bean. It is a big jelly bean. As I was just telling you when we were off air, that today I actually learned it has a proper name.
Right.
The Cloud Gate. I was very shocked when I saw it. I'm like, oh, there you go.
The Cloud Gate. It should be called the Big Jelly Bean.
I think the bean is where it definitely fits. It is a huge mirrored sculpture where you can see the Chicago skyline reflecting back at you. It's an easy white place to get to. It's right off Michigan Avenue. It's a very great place to go and get some really good pictures of Chicago, the skyline, yourself with the Chicago skyline. Well worth the visit. One of the other things I can highly, highly recommend while you're there is going and doing a river cruise.
Okay.
And taking in the architecture that is Chicago. Chicago is quite an old city. It's really important to understand that you don't have to be into architecture to enjoy a river cruise along the Chicago River. I'm not someone that's into it, but I believe it's well worth doing. You cruise straight through the city. It's a very unique experience in the fact that you are seeing some of the most impressive buildings from a different angle. And the cruises are great because they go through the history of the buildings. They talk about all the bits and pieces. So I can highly recommend definitely trying that out. And they sometimes actually take you out into Lake Michigan and you'll see the skyline back from the lake's edge as well.
Lovely. I remember when I was over there, I was just staying in a youth hostel and we did a walking tour and they showed us around the different sort of buildings and, yeah, it is. It's a beautiful place.
It's a beautiful place and it's just, like, you just don't realise how old it is until you're actually there. For those of us that love to get up high and see everything from a higher vantage point, there is two towers or two places we can go to see and do this. One of them being the Sky Deck at the Chicago's Willis Tower. This is the tallest building in Chicago. This is where you can actually step into the ledge on the glass box.
Oh, I did that. It was
and
awesome.
Don't look down if you're scared of heights, because I can tell you now it's probably not going to be a great feeling. But it extends from under the building and you walk out on it and you are literally out over the city.
It's scary, but it's
scary,
great.
But it's safe. It's fine. Like, it's definitely a great experience as well. I also highly recommend the 360 Chicago. That is in the John Hancock Center, which is down the other end of town. From this building, you're actually going to get amazing views of Lake Michigan and the city. On a clear day, you can actually see out to Wisconsin, which is the state that borders the next state over from Illinois. It's well worth sports fans.
Okay.
Sports fans.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Are you going to talk about baseball?
Baseball.
Yes.
Chicago is probably one of the most... They've got two baseball teams. We've got the Sox and the Cubs. Definitely a fierce rivalry between the two of them. They've got the NFL, so you've got your Bears. You've got the NHL, so you've got Blackhawks. You've also got basketball with the Bulls. They are passionate. Chicago people are passionate about their sport. Wrigley Field, you do not have to be into baseball to understand Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field was built in 1914. So this is a beautiful stadium, true traditional style, American sporting stadium. The atmosphere at a game is just...
It's great.
It's amazing.
Was there. You were there?
Yeah.
I was there too. Yeah. Not the same game, but
no,
fantastic.
And I just... Couldn't tell you a thing about baseball, but I can tell you that the atmosphere, getting a hot dog while you're sitting there is a lot of fun. It's well worth just going for that very, and it's a summer pastime for them.
That's right.
It's definitely a summer pastime. The other thing that Chicago is really famous for is jazz.
Yes.
Jazz is a huge part of Chicago history. Lots of jazz bars and blues and all those types of music. Lots of places that after you have dinner, you don't have to just go straight back to the room and finish up your day. I definitely recommend heading off and finding one of those little jazz bars and sitting back and enjoying the music that is Chicago and taking it in. It's so rich in history. Definitely can, like the buildings, the Chicago fire destroyed a lot of it, but there's still a lot of buildings standing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll continue talking about Chicago because it's one of those subjects. You can just talk about it all day. There's just so many amazing things
there
to check
is,
out there.
There is.
2NURFM, good times and great music. This is Talking Travel. We're talking about Chicago. Let's continue.
We are. So before we went off there, we were talking about the jazz bars. So definitely a great night out in Chicago. You'll hear some wonderful up-and-coming artists. It's definitely something that each bar is that little bit different as well. It's something that everyone I recommend doing. So Chicago is amazing what you can accomplish in one day. You can start your day out walking down to Millennium Park, taking in the sights, finish a walk down Michigan Avenue, head off to a baseball game, head out for dinner after that baseball game, and then finish your night up in a jazz bar. And that's just one day.
That's just one day, yes.
That is just one day. So I guess the most important thing to know when you're thinking about heading to Chicago is don't try and squeeze it into one or two nights. If you can, extend it out to, I would say, look at 3 to 4 nights, just so that way you're not feeling like you're rushing around seeing all the attractions and you've actually got time to take the city in for what Chicago is.
Yeah.
Especially on a beautiful summer's day, even just people watching down at Lake Michigan is a full day. It's a beautiful lake and it's such a nice place to spend it plenty of time on. There's also the beautiful Lincoln Park Zoo that you can go and visit. There is so much to do and see. It's also very combinable with other destinations. It doesn't have to be somewhere that you go just, okay, I'm going to go to Chicago. You can put it in with New York because you're from Chicago to New York, about 2-hour flight. It's not far. It's a nice way to break that trip up if you don't want to necessarily, like you've done the West, you're looking for something a little bit different. You then also can do it as something completely different in the terms of it's also where Route 66 actually starts. So planning on driving Route 66, why not head to Chicago, take in Chicago for a few days, get over that jet lag and then head off on Route 66.
I actually met a couple of guys at my hostel and they were going to be doing that and they asked if I wanted to come along and I tell you what, I really wanted to go, but I had other commitments. So.
That's it. It's like, do I go with two complete strangers or do I keep doing? No, and it's definitely one of the most famous drives in the world. And that's a whole other holiday on itself. Food in Chicago, they are very passionate about their food. So I think my best recommendation is arrive to Chicago hungry.
Right.
There is so much food. This city takes it so seriously. Firstly, I guess one of their most famous things is a deep dish pizza.
Yes.
Deep dish, for those that have not heard of it, is something very Chicago. Like, I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else in the world. It literally does look like an upside down pizza.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I did try it. I'm a big pizza lover. I didn't mind it. I found it quite saucy myself.
It is. It definitely is. Very filling. One or two slices and you are full.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different take on pizza. Some of them over there refer to it as pie. Like, going to go get a slice of pie. But it's definitely somewhere you've got to try. You've got to try it while you're there. The other thing, Chicago-style hot dogs. They do hot dogs a little bit different to and they have very strong opinions on how you should do a hot dog. Traditionally, a Chicago-style hot dog comes loaded with all the toppings, so your mustard, onions, tomato, relish, so fully loaded, we're ready to go. But the thing that's traditionally not put on their hot dogs in Chicago is ketchup, tomato sauce. And they see it as almost a crime that we shouldn't be putting, and I'm like, no, I want the tomato sauce. Thank you. Leave everything else. Just give me the sauce.
That's it.
But they're very passionate about it. The other food that I absolutely love that is a nice treat is their popcorn. They mix a cheese and a caramel popcorn. I know it sounds strange, but the sweet and savory, it just works. Like, there is something about that combination that is, there's no words to describe how it is. I just absolutely love that popcorn.
Weird but wonderful, I guess.
And it's just, it works. And people will literally leave the airport having bought like big tins of it before they're going home with this Chicago-style popcorn. Like, they're known for it. You can buy it in the airport.
Jeez.
It's crazy. Mm. I guess a few other things to think about before we head to Chicago is, firstly, you don't need a car to go to Chicago. The public transport in Chicago, if you're just doing in the city, is good. There's trains, there's buses, we can jump in rideshare. Whatever that method of transport is to get around, it is quite easy to get around. Choose your season carefully. While the summer months are beautiful, sunny, the lake's beautiful, the winter months are very cold. The wind coming off Lake Michigan can be very cold. It is beautiful in the Christmas. They definitely do the Christmas period really well, and it's very magical. I guess when a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I'm thinking about doing Chicago in January next year, my question is to the good, that sounds amazing. Do you have a good coat?
Yeah.
Because you are definitely going to need those winter woolies when you're there in winter. They definitely get down in the minuses. The other thing that Chicago has in a unique fact is that in St. Patrick's Day, they actually turn the river green.
Green? Green. Like bright green.
Bright green. And it's not by light. There's no light illusion. It's actually by dyeing the river.
Right. How long does that last?
To be honest, I think it's a couple of days, but they literally and it's becoming a tourist attraction now because they do it every year for St. Patrick's Day.
What? Wow, okay. So food colouring in the water and...
Must be a lot of it.
Yeah, well, and then you're going to get green fish.
I know. Who knows what the fish colours are by the time they're done.
Look like toxic fish.
Yeah, that's it.
2NURFM on air, online and on your smartphone. This is Talking Travel and it is time for Hot Deals.
Hot Deals. Before we jump into those hot deals, I guess the other thing I wanted to sort of briefly talk about is the river situation in Europe.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I guess a lot of us have upcoming river cruises. It is summer in Europe and that's what we're doing. For those of you that don't or do or don't know, the river levels in Europe are critically low at the moment. And I guess the most important thing I can recommend to people that have a potential upcoming river cruise is to make sure to talk to your provider, your travel agent, whoever that might be, and just understand that patience at this point is the best thing that you can do, because the companies have been really good at working with you to find the best solutions. And that can be anything from swapping ships to future travel credits. There's different things for each company. I think that that's the most important thing.
Mm. And hopefully they get some rain.
I can only hope. Seeing things we've never seen before.
Yeah, that's right.
So in terms of hot deals, save up to $500 on a 19-day signature rail cruise and coach tour through New Zealand. Departures in October and January. We also have a UniWorld 15-day experience where you go from Ho Chi Minh City to Hanoi. It includes a 7-day Mekong River cruise where you will save up to $2,000 per person airfare credit. Inspiring Vacations, save up to 30% off a 24-day five-stands tour. Discover ancient cities like Mary, Merv and UNESCO sites. We also have a Wendy Wu tour. Save up to $650 per person on a 15-day tour through the Philippines. Includes airfares, most meals, sightseeing and more.
Fantastic.
So as I said, like a lot of sales out there at the moment, unfortunately, they are around the river cruising. Yeah. So
I guess, well, you know, you can just... I mean, if they're still selling the cruises, and
that's it. In 2027, they're going to definitely have that thing. Other great deals they have out there at the moment. We also have a 10-day signature South Island, New Zealand tour where you can save up to $500 per person.
Fantastic. Well, you've got some good deals this week, and we'll catch you next week. Sounds good. Thank you very much. Talking Travel on 2NURFM.